Worried? Heidi Bogosian's new book, Spying on Democracy, is all the answer you'll need. I'm Linda Olson-Osterlund. Help me kick off KABU's fall membership drive. Tune in to A Deeper Look Thursday, October 10th at 9:30 a.m. My guest is Heidi Bogosian, Executive Director of the National Lawyers Guild. She'll talk about her new book, Spying on Democracy. You'll have an opportunity to become a member, get the book, and answer those doubting friends. That's A Deeper Look Thursday at 9:30 a.m. right here on KBOO.
This KABU program is made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Yellow Pages, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit pdxgyp.com.
Good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland. It is 9 o'clock, and coming up in a half hour today on A Deeper Look, host Linda Olson-Osterlund interviews author and legal activist Heidi Bogosian about her new book, Spying on Democracy, Government Surveillance, Corporate Power, and Public Resistance. At 10, hear Air Cascadia with headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15 on Flashpoints, immigrants' rights activists celebrate a series of victories in California. The pitched battle to save the pristine Northern California town of Willits continues. Activist Norman Solomon says, let's not keep giving the Nobel Peace Prize to warmongers and mass murderers. An investigative reporter Jeremy Scahill pries apart the U.S. terrorist war. At 11 on Between the Covers, the guest is Seattle naturalist Lee Ann Da, Lynn Haupt, author of The Urban Bestiary, Encountering the Everyday Wild. And at 11:30 on Words and Pictures, award-winning author Jean Luen Yang talks about his new historical epic, Boxers and Saints, which was a hit at the recent Woodstock Literary Festival. That's all coming up this morning on KABU. Stick around. It's time now for Teresa Mitchell with Press Watch. It's news you're not supposed to know.
Press Watch, a weekly counter-propaganda and left opinion program here on your people-supported free radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell. Join me for a brief peek behind the video veil of Monopoly media manipulation and an examination of the news you're not supposed to know. Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know, brought to you by Foster Farms. Salmonella cured chicken at Foster Farms. We like to give you a little jump on digesting your chicken, so we add eager, tasty little salmonella bacteria to every package to start eating it for you. Don't thank Mom, thank Foster Farms. And remember, always use full biological warfare gear before touching our products. Actually, Foster Farms chicken can make you very, very sick. You probably heard. It's just another breakdown brought to you by the Dem Republicans in Congress. This from Wired magazine. This is the exact situation that the Centers for Disease Control and other about to be furloughed federal personnel warned about last week. As a reminder, a CDC staffer told the writer at the time, quote, I know that we will not be conducting multi-state outbreak investigations. States may continue to find outbreaks, but we won't be doing the cross-state consultation and laboratory work to link outbreaks that might cross state borders. End quote. This means that the lab work and molecular detection that can link far apart cases and define the size and seriousness of the outbreaks are not happening at the CDC, which operates the National Foodborne Detection Services, FoodNet, and PulseNet. Scientists couldn't work on this if they wanted to. They've been locked out of their offices, labs, and emails. At a conference the writer attended last week, and once again, this is from Wired.com, 10% of the speakers did not show up because they were CDC personnel and risked being fired if they traveled even voluntarily. In case it seems like this is not a big deal, just 300 illnesses, just some raw chicken, foodborne illnesses can have lifelong consequences that range from arthritis to kidney trouble to heart disease, and the number of illnesses that can be identified in any foodborne outbreak are almost always an underestimate. In its statement, FSIS said the product products were mainly distributed to retail outlets in California, Oregon, and Washington State. Hello. Want some Fosta Farms? The government shutdown has been framed by the corporate media as a showdown between Republicans and Democrats, but I think it could fit better into this frame. Got your frame ready? It's a showdown between the super rich and the 99.9%. You may have heard that parks are shut down, that war widows narrowly missed getting their paychecks, and Fosta Farms can arrogantly assert that there's no reason for a recall of their infected dead chickens because you're supposed to treat them like toxic waste products that they are until they've been thoroughly cooked. So what's the score so far? Who benefits, the rich or the poor? The owners of Fosta Farms can afford to eat organic chicken if they want. They don't give a damn if there's a government shutdown. If they skate on a recall, they have reason to celebrate. The latest news is that they've been given 3 days to clean up, which is odd because it would take far more than that to completely decontaminate three of their vast production facilities, institute new procedures, and eliminate a system-wide contaminant. And I suppose you've also heard just how arrogant they freaking are, saying, oh, there's no need for a recall. It's just salmonella. Just cook it. That makes me so damn mad. I hope it makes you mad. You know what? This is Pledge Drive. You're going to hear about more about this in a minute. But KBOO is back, and we're ready for you to join us. We're ready for you to get with KBOO. So many of you have, and we really have a good percentage of people who contribute to community radio. And there's some of you out there who haven't joined yet, and this is a great time to do it. We're going to be joined in a minute, and we'll see in about 3 minutes, I guess, by Pledge Central. So I'll have more on that in just a minute, but I just want you to get ready for that. And as a matter of fact, I'll give you the number in advance. It's 877-500-5266. But I was talking about the government shutdown. Government shutdown has plenty of goodies for the super rich across the board. Remember a few weeks ago when there was going to be a $1 trillion war on Syria, probably engulfing the whole region? We had plenty of money for that. No one questioned it. Money for war is a given. As Michael Perini says, when it comes to war for oil, your money is no object. And what about just before that? When the super rich derivatives gamblers, the ones who set up the mortgage crash and bet against you, what about when they had to face the prospect that just a little bit of their hundreds of billions in free treasury money, you know, the quantitative easing, was going to be tapered off, not stopped. Oh, heavens no. No stopping the free billions. They had a fit, and suddenly tapering was off the agenda. So there. We have plenty of money to print up for you poor billionaires. What's wrong with this picture? It's not a Republican versus Democrat issue. It's a rich versus poor issue. If that were not the case, President Obama would have long ago invoked the 14th Amendment to guarantee payment. Section 4 of the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution states that the legitimacy of all U.S. public debt appropriated by the Congress shall not be voided. In Perry v. United States, 1935, the Supreme Court ruled that under Section 4, voiding a U.S. bond went beyond the congressional power. That's a quote. According to Wikipedia, legal scholar Garrett Epps, fiscal expert Bruce Bartlett, and even Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner have argued that a debt ceiling may be unconstitutional and therefore void as long as it interferes with the duty of the government to pay interest on outstanding bonds and to make payments owed to pensioners, that is, Social Security recipients. Legal analyst Jeffrey Rosenhaus argued that Section 4 gives the president unilateral authority to raise or ignore the national debt ceiling. How do you like that, Republicans? And if it challenged the Supreme Court, if challenged, the Supreme Court would likely rule in favor of expanded executive power or dismiss the case altogether for lack of standing. So, Obama is playing games, too. He benefits by appearing to take the moral high ground on behalf of war widows and cancer patients, and secretly by pleasing the super rich. The Republicans gain by playing to their constituents' hatred of Obama and by secretly pleasing the super rich. In this game, you can pick either side and you lose. This is KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell. This is Press Watch, and it's time to join KBOO. I would like to suggest that you send us a monthly amount. I want somewhere around $10 from you. I want $10 from you. I want 3 minutes of your time, and I will want $10 from you next month. That's how it works.
Hey, Teresa. $10
a month.
Teresa, it's Lynn. I'm out here in, as you always call it, Membership Central. We are doing so well this morning. We are here to kick off. I'm here with Ani. We are here to kick off the fall membership drive for 2013 for KBOO Radio, and it is going really well, and we'd love for that to continue. All you got to do is call 877-500-5266. You will find things from Teresa Mitchell here that you can uncover some of the gobbledygook, the interesting twist of language that is going on about the debt ceiling and about the government shutdown. Teresa's here to tell you about that. And to keep her on the air telling you about that, call 877-500-5266. May I suggest $10 a month? It's a really good way to do it. Our lovely, lovely, lovely volunteers here can take you through joining or re-upping your membership in no time flat. You can get on with your day. Right, Teresa?
Yes, and we have books we would like to offer you. You heard about the Greg Palast book. We have that now. Well, it'll be available in 45 days, but you can pre-order it by calling us now and making a $60 minimum pledge. That works out to just $5 a month, which is the minimum that a bank will agree to, actually, for a monthly withdrawal. And we kind of depend on those, but I would like to suggest $10 a month, because what's $10 anymore? It's 12% less than it was before the crash.
You tell them, Teresa.
You know, and I want to encourage people to give at a rate that is like $1 wage every month, if you can do that. If you're making $12 an hour, consider giving $12 a month. It certainly adds up in support for your community.
For $12 a month, you could get both the Silence Majority by Amy Goodman and the accompanying Democracy Now! T-shirt.
You absolutely could.
Which is red and white and blue, black and white and red all over. Oops, sorry, I almost got that right.
We're looking to raise about $700 this morning during Press Watch. We know the support is there. The phones are ringing off the hook. Your support is phenomenal, and it is, in fact, your support that has kept us independent, grassroots-supported radio for, lo, these 45 years. And with your support, we will continue to go strong, and we will grow into this new millennia. We are looking at actually adding video components to a lot of what we do. We have a YouTube channel and a young volunteer that wants to go curate it. And it's cool. We're moving in to multimedia. It is exactly where we need to be. Teresa has been pushing that direction for a while. You know you listen in for her analysis here on Press Watch. You know you listen in for her attitude and her Cassandra-like nature. Go ahead, give us a call right now and support Press Watch. Support KBOO, your community radio station. 877-500-5266 or KBOO.FM.
Thank you, Membership Central. Thank you, Ani and Lynn. Once again, that number, 877, that's the toll-free part, 500-KBOO, 877-500-5266, or drop in on us. We're at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. That's just east of the river off Burnside. 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland, Oregon. Ain't no place like Portland. I'm fired up because there's such an atmosphere, this pledge drive. It's already happening, and there's so many people here, and I'm seeing those smiles and that enthusiasm, and, you know, it's like, we're back. We're back. So once you join us, 877-500-5266, as I was saying, we do have T-shirts and books to offer you, and we would like for you to have them. So just ask 877-500-5266. Now, I was talking about the debt ceiling and the government shutdown and who wins and who loses. And as I was saying, you can pick either side, you lose. It's not a Republican Democrat thing. It's a rich poor thing. And I mean, super rich versus everyone else. It's really a super rich versus, you know, even the middle class, what's left of it. I was just reading a report yesterday that middle wages, like the wage I earn as a bus driver, is disappearing. And so I'm getting that $26 an hour as a high seniority bus driver. That's a good wage for blue-collar work, and I'm grateful to get it. It turns out there are few people getting that anymore, and you either have to have multiple degrees and earn substantially more than that, or you have to work at fast food wages. And fast food wages are killing people. And this is not what anyone wants. Funny thing that it is what the super rich want. There's more at stake with this government shutdown than who wins or who loses in Congress. There's some question whether the havoc that is being played with international finances is deliberate as well. I think to some extent it must be. The derivatives juggernaut, after all these years of quantitative easing, the free billions for billionaires, is bigger than ever. The face value of the put options and call options and collateralized debt options and options on the options, I'm not making that part up, exceeds the money supply of the planet. It's in the quadrillions. This means that the face value of the derivative financial products will never actually be paid, and everyone who is truly in the game knows it. A crash is inevitable. Why do they do this? Because they do this because the game is so rigged that whoever invests in derivatives, well, they can get a bigger and quicker and actually more guaranteed by the U.S. government response for their investment than anywhere else. This is why the banks are not lending. They're not lending to people like you and me. They're not even lending to medium-sized corporations. Why? Because they can make so much more in the derivatives. Why would they do that? They love billions of dollars. Who wouldn't, right? As long as we set it up. Are we going to go against human nature? The billions keep rolling in. And by the way, maybe you'd like to get in on that derivatives action. Well, you certainly can as soon as you come up with $20 million. I'm not kidding. That's the minimum. Those are the players. People who come up with $20 million a pop and up to play derivatives. You don't have to know what you're doing. You can hire someone to know what you're doing. No problem there. You can find them. And they'll cost you a lot less than $20 million. The face value is greater than can ever be paid. So this means that it will never actually be paid, and everyone who is truly in the game knows it. A crash is inevitable. The United States owes trillions to overseas debtors as well, as we all know, to China and to other investors. And how convenient might it be for certain persons, let's say the Koch brothers, for a very few super rich persons with the capacity to anticipate a dollar crash, very few super rich persons with access to the latest and the fastest computers that can make transactions in thousandths of a second, how convenient might it be for them, for vast debts in U.S. currency, to suddenly be meaningless? A hyperinflation crash is not beyond the realm of possibility. In fact, all the dominoes are in place. And I hate to even mention it because this is a Glenn Beck thing. He talks about hyperinflation crash, and I think he's just selling gold. I don't know if he knows what he's talking about or believes in it or not. Just to make it clear, I hate his guts, but it's not beyond the realm of possibility. Even a broken clock is right twice a day, right? So let's check the dominoes because all the dominoes are in place. First, domino number one, a vast unpayable debt secured by more debt. Check. Second, no manufacturing capacity to back up the debt. Oh, we got that. Or more specifically, we don't have that. Check. Third, an international movement to hedge away from the dollar. The Russians, Chinese, Indians, and Brazilians are way in front of that with special drawing rights, discussions, and gold purchases. Check. Fourth, money being printed wholesale by the debtor. Yep, the U.S. does that via quantitative easing. Check. Now, all we need is a crisis of confidence in debt payment. Oh, looky there. It seems that there's some question whether the U.S. will pay its debts after October 17th of this year. Check and mate. And the losing player is you. What are you going to buy bananas, electricity, toilet paper, and cat food with if your money is worthless? And while there won't be any more of that arrogant, wage-demanding activity from the likes of you, you'll stand in line to beg for a job just for food, just as the character in Grapes of Wrath pleads, just for a spoonful of grease for the children. Or will you? Maybe it won't work out that way. Maybe we could stand together and demand living wages and a transparent and accountable political process. Maybe the whole debt crisis would backfire, and the long pass of U.S. citizenry would change so that people who stand patiently in their socks at the airport handing over their shoes to be checked for non-existent bombs would suddenly snap and turn on their captors. Time will tell. Latest news on the government shutdown is that the Repubs are offering a six-week extension, oh boy, after which presumably they get their way or it's back to extortion. And Obama won't say the words 14th Amendment, so the beat goes on. And it raises the question, who is this society for? Who's it for? Why do we have a society? Is it for the people? Or is it for the billionaires? Is it for billionaires plus all the people who believe that, well, maybe I'll become a billionaire because you won't? I can guarantee it. 99.99% I can guarantee it won't happen. Would we be selfish to demand that the greater share of our tax revenues be used to improve our lives? Isn't that what society's for? It seems there's a word for governments that tax their people, demand their children for war, and then give the money away to the selfish rich while doing nothing about, say, oh, catastrophic climate change. And what is that word?
What is that word, Teresa?
I remember. Corrupt.
There you go. Teresa, this is Lynn. I'm here with Ani. Here to tell people to call 877-500-5266 because this is the first morning of our amazing, spectacular Fall Membership Drive 2013 edition.
Indeed. And we want your participation right now. You can just give us a call at 877-500-5266. Support KABU, your community radio station. Support Press Watch and Teresa's efforts to gather the news and information not reported commonly anywhere else, to give it to you with such attitude. I got to say, Teresa, the backbone of Defiance. I love what you bring to the airwaves every Thursday morning. I love what you bring to the communities that tune in to pick up that news and information that we need to keep us inspired and informed and working together.
Thanks. I'll take that. I'll take that from the host of
877-500-5266 or online. You can join us at KBOO.FM.
Or come down to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. So, check out the palatial digs we have. Have a cup of coffee and put money on the table right there. And speaking of calling, Angela has renewed from Southeast. Thank you. Ben from Northeast. Mary from Portland. Joe from Southwest. Sherry from Northeast. Carol from Monmouth. Thank you for the signals spreading out. Pat, Southeast Portland. Shanti in Aloha. Bart in West Lynn. Edith in Portland. Jams, it looks like. Jams? In Salem.
Jams, yeah, sure.
Tom in Southwest. Kate in Silverton. Maria in Hood River. Barbara in Southwest. Sherry in Northeast. Thank you all so much. And keep those calls coming, because this is how we keep non-commercial truth-telling radio out there. 877-500-5266.
Or online, KBOO.FM. It is, in fact, the essence of community radio. It is the essence of independent media. What is that essence? It is you, our grassroots supporters. It takes all of us to keep this effort afloat. If each and every one of us can, I have to say, just go ahead, give according to your ability. It is that keeps us going. Each donation adding to the other to come together for our annual budget. We are listener supported. 80% of our funds comes from you, our listener. So it's important to, come up and support what you value. And we know you value independent media. We know you value attitude. We know you value information brought to you from the grassroots. Why do we know this? Because you are listening to Press Watch. And that's what Teresa brings you each and every week. 877-500-5266. Go ahead and bring your credit card to the phone. You can become a member of KABU instantaneously. Say, yes, I would like to join KABU at that $60 level. And here's my information. You can talk to one of the phone answering volunteers and be done with it in just a couple of minutes. If you join at that $60 rate, we do have thank you gifts. And we can tell you more about that, can't we, Lynn?
We can indeed. One of the things we've got is the new DVD by Greg Palast. It's not coming out for 45 days. It's pretty exclusive to KABU members that give a $60 minimum donation.
And you can be the first to get it
You can be the first to get it, the first kid on your block to get this old-fashioned reporting by well-known investigative journalist Greg Palast here on just a $60 minimum donation, which I think breaks down to, if you want to do electronic funds transfer, which EFT is really fun, $5 a month, truly minus one latte. So it's like a medium latte,
We have just $300 left to raise on that $750 goal this morning.
We can do it.
For Press Watch. So right now it's time for you to call in with your pledge of support. I suggest giving at a sustaining membership level. Give $10 a month, won't you? Can you give 1 hour's wage every month? Maybe that's $9. Maybe that's $13. Maybe it's $25. What do you make every month? And can you spare 1 hour for your entire community? through the information and inspiration provided by KBOO, your community radio station. Go ahead, give us a call, 877-500-5266, and let us know that you would like to join us and sustain us with a monthly donation straight from your accounts to ours. It's very painless to set up, and you hardly notice it's going once it is. That's 877-500-5266. 20 Southeast 8th is the place to drop by, kboo.fm. If you'd like to join us online. And I'd like to thank the Roxy at 1121 Southwest Stark Street, Vincenti's Gourmet Pizza at 1935 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard, and Cannon's Rib Express at 5410 Northeast 33rd Avenue for contributing food today. And I'd like to thank you for calling 877-500-5266 for contributing to Press Watch this morning.
Thanks, Pledge Central. Thank you, Ania and Lynn and... Those are the hosts of Positively Revolting, which will be on tomorrow at 8 a.m., by the way. I cranked open a can of Trader Joe's tuna yesterday. It was the wild-caught coho salmon, Pacific caught, and put my Geiger counter on top of it, registered 21. To give you some idea, background is averaging 13 in Portland, so it's up a bit. Fukushima Diary reported that workers at the disaster site unhooked the wrong pipe a few days ago and released an overhead spray of beta-emitting contaminated water that was emitting 1 sievert per hour equivalent dose. That's a wretched amount of radiation for any human being to endure. The workers had to be decontaminated. A lengthy and painful scrubbing process that took several hours and the better part of a day for one worker who soaked the water into his shoes. He wasn't wearing his rubber boots. Meanwhile, the plant suddenly tripled its radiation output over the last week, and a tank leak area was recorded releasing 230 billion becquerels per square meter of tritium into the groundwater. 230, you heard it right, billion becquerels. Per square meter. That's enough to literally glow in the dark. It glows blue, if I remember correctly. Things are getting rapidly worse at the nuke disaster site. Now, notice how carefully the BBC treats the same story. Here's a quote. TEPCO said it was measuring the radiation that the workers who were wearing protective gear were exposed to. It is serious in that it was another problem caused by carelessness, but I do not believe it is a seriously troubling dosage. Shunichi Tanaka, chairman of Japan's Nuclear Regulation Authority, was quoted as saying by Reuters news agency, Japanese officials, this is the BBC's part, say the water to which the workers were exposed was emitting beta decay radiation, and that is important, says Jonathan Amos, the BBC's science correspondent. Here it comes. Beta particles are very weakly penetrating, and the workers' protective overalls would have substantially limited their exposure. The report suggests that no water splashed in the face of the cleanup staff, so there would have been little chance of contamination being ingested. But the incident is just the latest in a series of mishaps at the plant, and it will no doubt bolster the view of those who believe TEPCO is bungling the recovery option, said our correspondent. Or no, it says our correspondent adds. That's BBC. They finished with, the pipe has since been reconnected and the toxic water was contained, TEPCO said. Now, that doesn't sound bad at all. And, of course, it's bunk. And that's a quote from the British Bullstuff Corporation, ever loyal to nuclear Britain and its 16 functioning reactors. The Wall Street Journal soothed us on this side of the pond with their similar article titled, Workers at Fukushima Exposed to Lightly Contaminated Water. Yeah, you can't make this stuff up. You can guess how the article reads. I won't torture you with it. You're listening to Press Watch on KBOO Portland, which is supported entirely by the community. It is not supported by the government, we are proud to say. And because it is not, the government has not, years ago, but in the last several years, the government hasn't been able to impose any restrictions on us, aside from FCC and tax regulations and that sort of thing. We get to do what we want, and we do what the people want, because the people support KBOO, and that means you. And that means right now, I'd like to suggest for you, $12.50 a month, 3 minutes of your time, 877-500-5266, $12.50 will get you a copy of The Silenced Majority by Amy Goodman in their new book. Amy Goodman and Dennis Moynihan provide a vivid record of the events, conflicts, and social movements shaping our society today. The book is a fine adjunct to KBOO, but for $12.50, you can get that and the Democracy Now! T-shirt which you just got to have. And we have it in all sizes. 877-500-5266. 877-500-KABU. 877-500-5266. You, right now, you can do it. And stay tuned for more of the incredible Radio Zine.
In response to requests from listeners, KABU will make a program change at 4 p.m. each weekday. Starting on Monday, October 7th, we will air the Tom Hartman Show from 4 to 5 p.m. on a trial basis for 3 months. We are interested in your responses to this change. Please call 503-231-8032 to express your opinion or email program@kboo.org. You can continue to hear Democracy Now! On KABU each morning at 7 a.m.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to KBOO. You're listening to A Deeper Look, and I'm your host, Linda Olson-Osterlin. Unless you're just tuning in, you know that this is the first day of our fall membership drive. It's always an exciting time down at the station when it's like that, and it's no different today. And as you may remember, if you've been with me before, and certainly if you've listened to KBOO before on membership drives, we always try to bring you something special for a drive show. And that's because we're asking something special of you today. We're not just asking for your ears or your thoughtful attention. We're asking for your dollars. And so we'll get to that later. You'll have an opportunity to become a member. But for today's show, I also brought you something special, and that's nothing less than the executive director of the National Lawyers Guild, Heidi Boghossian. You may recognize her voice when she comes on because she's also the co-host, along with Michael Ratner, of a weekly civil liberties radio show called Law and Disorder. It comes out of the Pacifica station WBAI in New York. Now, we've carried episodes of this before, so I'm sure some of you have heard it. She's also the author of an important and compelling